слово скажу. There was a great writer who said, some people want to gain immortality through their works. I want to gain immortality by not dying. Today, we have the great icon of Jesus going down into Hades, the place where all the just people had to wait to go into heaven because of the first sin that Adam and Eve of disobedience, of not trusting God. Isn't it amazing how it's difficult to trust authority? You know the famous saying about Mark Twain, he said, when I was 12 years old, I thought my father was very dumb. But when I turned to be 25, I was amazed how much he had learned in so few years. And so we often have no trouble accepting dogmatic proclamations at the bar. There's no life after death. I just had a cognac. Sure, I believe you. You seem smart. Do you need a ride home? But when the church says something, it's difficult sometimes to accept. But I tell you, question everything. Use the mind that God gave you to think about it. Because we question and think about those things that we are curious about, that we care about. As long as you're thinking and praying and questioning, there is always hope because the Savior said, knock and it will be opened to you, seek and you will find. If you seek the truth, you will find it. It's only those people who think they know everything. And I'm not just talking about teenagers. It's only those people who think they know everything that don't seek the truth. Socrates said, I know that I don't know, but there are people who know even less. So today, in this glorious feast day of Christ's resurrection, his forgiveness, his love, and the resurrection is open to everyone. But it needs to be accepted. We need to say with our heart, our life, I do believe you, Lord, and this is how I will live from now on. I will be good to your child who is a pain in the neck. I will pray for that person that I just can't stand. I will show and prove that love is not an emotion, but it is a deep choice of humanity to say, this is how much I love my God. And this is how much I love my neighbor. Because at the pearly gates, when we arrive, perhaps Jesus will ask us, as in the parable, when I was hungry, did you feed me? When I was in prison, did you visit me? And I always add, when I was a pain in the neck, did you pray for me? Or did you give up on me? If you're really my brother and my sister, then act like it and choose the way of light. So today, whether you fasted or went to church, whether this is the only time you're in church, rejoice. It's a happy day to celebrate Christ's resurrection. And whatever language that child is singing in, that child is happy. Христос воскрес.